are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show live, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. How are you all doing? It looks like CNN has projected Mitt Romney, the winner of the Michigan caucus. Romney had won earlier this evening the Arizona caucus. Santorum came a very close second in Michigan. A little bit farther back in Arizona. Then came Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich trailing behind them all. You know, it's been exhausting, hasn't it? You know, we talk about sometimes the presidential primary because I love to look at the psychology of the voter and the psychology of the candidates and, you know, where people stand. And it's a shame because I heard a speech yesterday from Mitt Romney and he sounded really hoarse. It sounded like he has really blown his voice. And I guess the man turned 65 this year. As far as I'm concerned, 65 is still young. I mean, he looks great, but he must be exhausted. Santorum looks exhausted. What, didn't it take him a month or two to get his tax returns because he hadn't been home? Can you imagine not being home? You know, I get sick of being in a hotel after 6-7 days. Imagine not being able to go home. Got to be very, very frustrating for these guys. And I guess what really frustrates me as a voter is to look at the millions of dollars being spent, and we haven't gotten to the main election yet. This is just the primary. So I know Super Tuesday is coming. I know it'll make life easier if one candidate decides to, or one candidate that appears to be the front runner goes. But no, Gingrich says he's in it to win it. Santorum says he's in it to win it. Ron Paul. So yeah, I think this is going to go on till the summer. My only worry is for those people that are really, really looking forward to a Republican takeover, you're going to have very exhausted candidates going into the election. And, you know, I know President Obama is doing some fundraising dinners and he's making some money here and there, but he doesn't have to fight or sweat it out like these guys are doing. So my only recommendation as a doctor, whether it's Republican or Democrat or whatnot, is before the election, make sure you get a little bit of a break. Make sure you take a week or two off because these guys look haggard. They look exhausted. That Cadillac comment that Mitt Romney made, you know, that was fatigue, you know. But of course, that's what the media jumps on. That's where they get their sound bites, you know. If I fall asleep on the radio and drool, you know, I am sure somebody would keep that sound bite. Nobody, you know, goes, well, you know, Dr. Dye was tired, you know, she's had a very busy week, doesn't really take any days off. Nobody cares. Nobody cares at all. No, no, no. They're going to grab that sound bite and use it. Now, you know, speaking of kind of the psychology of, you know, the average listener or voter or, you know, citizen, this was kind of an interesting survey that came out. When you looked at America's favorite news personalities, it looks like Diane Sawyer and Anderson Cooper were at the top of the list. I don't really watch Diane Sawyer. Anderson Cooper I've been seeing a lot more of. Maybe it's because he was all over the New Year's. Maybe because he's on CNN. I just don't see Diane Sawyer a lot as much. They say Brian Williams came next. Then Bill O'Reilly, Barbara Walters, George Stephanopoulos, Matt Lauer, Katie Couric, Rush Limbaugh came in number 9. No, Dr. Dahlia is not on this list. No. I think what happened is I was just so far ahead of everybody. No. These are TV personalities. They don't have radio personalities. No. Sean Hannity came after Rush Limbaugh, then Rachel Maddow, Nancy Grace, Christiane Amanpour, Greta Van Susteren, Ann Curry, Neil Cavuto from Fox, Lester Holt, Wolf Blitzer, Bob Schaefer, Shepard Smith, Chris Matthews, Scott Pelley, Charles Rose, Pierce Morgan, Joe Scarborough, and John King. See, I thought people liked John King. John King has a little bit of a John Wayne look to him. You know, he's tall, he's got good hair, you know, but maybe not. Now, the least favorite TV personalities. Well, wait a second. Rush Limbaugh's radio. How come he gets to be on this list and I don't? Maybe Dr. Dolly is here at 1,500. Okay, but you know what? This is, now we're at the least favorite presenters. They say Rush Limbaugh was... I like Rush Limbaugh. I like Lizzie Tim. Bill O'Reilly, Nancy Grace, Sean Hannity, Katie Kirk, Piers Morgan. People don't like Piers Morgan as much as he does. Barbara Walters, Chris Matthews, Rachel Maddow. I'm reading this list. Wolf Britzer, Stephanopoulos, Greta Van Susteren, Diane Sawyer. Looks like the same people. Matt Lauer. But looks like the most of the least favorite was Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, and Nancy Grace. And the most of the favorite was Diane Sawyer, Anderson Cooper, and Brian Williams. Well, why? Is it the smile? Is it what they talk about? Is it the show? You know, Anderson Cooper, I notice, is very easy to look at. And it's not a handsome thing. There's way better people, you know, better looking people than him, but maybe there's something very calming to the gray. He has a very uniform gray to his hair. Still has a young face, calming voice, you know? Rush Limbaugh, more pungent, a lot more energy, a lot more, but Sean Hannity, again, very easy voice, easy to look at. You know, again, it's interesting, and the reason why this relates is, you know, with tonight and, you know, Mitt Romney. You know, Mitt Romney, again, has a very recognizable voice when he speaks, even though he's been tired the last few days. Very smooth, very easy to look at, has just the right amount of gray, but not too much. Good face, tall, looks like he's in shape. Santorum, younger, looks like, you know, he's in shape also, but again, he, sometimes it's choppy when he speaks. Newt Gingrich, very smooth, but people may look at him and don't like his look as much. And again, you know, I think voter psychology is fascinating to look at. And I think a lot of, you know, voters make wrong decisions and superficial decisions. I'm not saying any of those decisions are right, but it's kind of important because in an election year, if you want your candidate to win and you think people are going to be chasing the butterfly and looking at superficial things, that may be important when you pick your all-around candidate. Okay, when we come back, we got to get to some medical headlines. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Yeah.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hate when these, you know, headlines come out. 1.3 million in Europe to die of cancer. I hate hearing that. But it's a lot, and it's something that we need to raise our eyebrows up, especially over here. They say almost 1.3 cancer sufferers in European Union countries are expected to die from their disease this year, 1.3 million. Even though the numbers have been going down, this is going up, right? Apparently, men are doing better than women. They say it looks like many of them are stomach, lung cancer, prostate cancer, breast, and uterine cancer. Now, even though many breast cancer deaths have been falling, you know, still people with advanced stages, of course, are going to be at a higher risk of death. Now, why would the numbers be going up? Again, they are having issues over there with money and healthcare. They are having issues. We were spending the first couple hours talking about how, you know, people don't have dental coverage, so they're going to the ER. And we're seeing more and more people use the ER, of course, instead of regular doctors. One, they can't get to their doctor. Two, they can't afford to go to their doctor. They could go to the ER and then try to skate on the bill. And it's a shame, but that's what people are doing. They do what they can to survive. You know, and, you know, the system over there in Europe is not airtight. I know many people in Washington love it, and they think that's what we should mimic, but I'm a little nervous about this, and that's a huge number. But then somebody else could say, well, wait a second. You know, in America, if we have about 260 million people, you know, 1.3
I mean, that's a lot, but they're talking all the countries in Europe, you know. And so, you know, it does. It sounds like a lot. My concern is it's going a little up when it was going down, especially with all the treatments that we have. Oh, what did they say with that Avastin? Remember there was that fake cancer medication? I guess somebody had packaged up, I guess, I don't know who did it, they still haven't figured it out. Avastin was the cancer injectable, the chemotherapeutic agent injectable. Well, I guess Reuters is now, broadcasting that apparently the counterfeit versions actually were made of salt. They're reporting that it was made of salt, starch, and chemicals. Roche analyzed three of the vials that were found of this fake cancer drug that was being circulated, and it contained no medication. It was just filled with dummy stuff. There was no active ingredient, no biological drug. It was bogus stuff with salt, starch, citrate, isopropanolol, propandiol, T-butanol, benzoic acid, difluorinated benzene, acetone, and phthalate moiety. I am sure this stuff would kill you if it was injected. I don't know who made it. They said right now that the counterfeit Avastin has been traced back to Egypt. It passed from there through legitimate distributors in Switzerland, Denmark, and Britain before landing in the United States, where U.S. health regulators said it was being sold by shady distributors under investigation for peddling medicines not approved for sale in the United States. Now, has anybody received this? From what I understand, no. From what I understand, nobody received this because as the doctor opened up the package, he realized something was kooky. I mean, thank God somebody's looking. But, yeah, I don't know what this stuff could do. You don't want to get benzene and propanisoprop. What is that, alcohol? Rubbing alcohol? I mean, being thrown into you? Crazy stuff. So, honestly, I really don't know where this world is going. I really don't. What happened? The 17-year-old, I guess, showed up at court today. The one who shot five students yesterday in an Ohio school. From what I understand, he said these kids, it was random. Apparently, they weren't kids that were bullying him. We still don't have a full motive, but we do know that three people have now died. Two had died. One was brain dead. And he passed as well today. And, you know, you look at the pictures of these kids. They look like little kids. They just look like little kids. It's just absolutely shocking. So, again, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I know all over the news they've been talking about this kid and his Facebook post, you know, telling people to die and hoping one day they'll bow to him. And, you know, you look at that. And you're like, oh, my gosh, nobody saw the signs. Nobody saw the warning signs. Really? Nobody's. I mean, you know, if somebody writes, die, all of you die, I'm not sure what the exact quote was. Don't you think somebody would say, you know, but you know what it is? I think even if somebody did see it, they don't know what to do. What do you do? Do you call the police? You know, I mean, what do you really do? Now, if it's a, if you're a classmate, and you see somebody do that, you could tell the principal, you know, say, look, I'd like to anonymously let you know here that there was a very strange Facebook post from this one person. I guess you could cut and paste. I guess there's a way you could bold, you know, copy and paste. I would probably show it to a school administrator. If you know the family, you could call it mom or dad and say, look, your son's posting some weird stuff. All right. But I know many kids probably don't want to get involved, I've been asked that too. Well, what do you do? If somebody writes something and you really aren't sure how to take it, what do you do? I understand it's frustrating. As a doctor, it's easy for me. I mean, it's easy for me because I intervene all the time. If I suspect abuse, if I suspect, any wrongdoing, of course, it is my job to stick my nose in. But many people, they don't. They do not stick their nose into anyone's business. All right? Okay, Lewis from, what is this, Akron? Right, Doc, after you spoke on the high school student who shot five kids at the Ohio High School and told us we should read our children's Facebook posts, I found my daughter's post that said, quote unquote, I hate my life. She was grounded last week for breaking curfew. What would you do with this? Should I be concerned? Oh, okay. Well, I can't tell you how many times we see that. I hate my life. My life sucks. My life sucks. That's a tough one. That's a tough one because many of you, you know, who have heard of these teenage suicide stories, they probably say something similar to that. But you know how many kids say that? You know how many kids, when they're grounded, like, I totally hate my life. I hate my parents. I hate where I live. I hate my life. Is this ever going to get better? And some of them are really dramatic. Unfortunately, you don't know. If your daughter posted, I hate my life, you got to get it checked out. You need to take her to a professional. Have them talk to them with you in the room and privately and get an idea. If the professional thinks she could be suicidal, then you need to know that. If the professional thinks she's histrionic, being overly dramatic, again, I'd still watch her. But I mean, here's the problem. Some of these kids are smart. Some of these kids, you know, will know that parents are worried that they commit suicide or try something. So they're going to possibly link a punishment to that so you hopefully don't punish them. You know, kids are smart. They'll say anything. You know, if they want to get out of, oh, I just got to die. If I don't go to this, I have to die. The kids have been saying that all the time. If I can't go to the dance because I'm grounded, I might as well be dead. Oh, my gosh. My kids aren't teenagers yet. I am not looking forward to it. How do you guys deal with that? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, what do you do with your kids that are saying that almost every other day? Now, if you address it, like, okay, you know what? If you're talking about suicide, I'm going to put you in a hospital and medicate you. All right, if you put them on the defensive, you also don't want them to shut down. You don't want them to come, you know, I guess into the kitchen, hi, everything's fine, bye, and close up. I mean, you want them to be vocal about what they're thinking, even if it is their dramatics. Because if they think you're going to lock them up or give them an injectable, because they're telling you how they feel, they're not going to tell you how you... So it's a very fine line. Again, you get professional help. Get a counselor involved. Oh, I don't want to go, Daddy. Right? You just think I'm crazy. No, we're going as a family. We are going as a family. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world. We need to figure out how, as a family, we need to get through it. The teenage years are tough. We, you know, let's come up with some guidelines. Let's come up with plans. Let's come up with punishments. Why don't we come up with a plan for the next few years? Because you don't want to be grounded from homecoming. And I don't want you and I to be in a fight. Right? How do we prevent you from getting grounded from prom? Well, you don't have to ground me. Yes, I do. You're still going to be grounded. But let's come up with a way where I know you won't be doing things that'll cause you to be grounded. I mean, you see, there has to be sometimes a moderator, somebody besides mom and dad and kid to get involved. Kids are still going to act up. They're still going to do bad things. You're going to ground them and then they're going to threaten to commit suicide. It's going to happen. But we need to be able to figure out how to control this environment. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dalia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Facebook fan page. And if your local news talk station does not carry the Dr. Dahlia Show, call them up, text them, email them, whatever you do, Facebook them. And Genesis Communications Network will hopefully make it happen. Big thanks to Kyle for working the dials tonight. Okay, so they're saying the Fukushima, quote-unquote, cold reactors still pose a constant threat. Now, remember, the Fukushima disaster happened, I guess, last May, right? About 10 months ago, right? There was earthquakes and tsunami, nuclear spill, and we know that there has been some leakage into the water. They picked up fish in cesium-137. Well, they say that the quote-unquote cold reactors are still very much vulnerable. Apparently, when they shut them down, okay, they say the reactors at the northern Japanese plant were declared last December to be in cold shutdown, a term used to indicate that operations are under control and pose no immediate threat.
All right. However, from what I understand, is they're saying that's kind of an inappropriate term, because even though, yes, they are cold and there really shouldn't be much of a threat, if there is another earthquake, if there is another tsunami, yeah, even though they're quote-unquote cold reactors, yes, there could be still some sort of a threat to their stability. There still could be some sort of an external event that could cause a radioactive leak. Now, they say the biggest risk is that a pipe breaks and that hundreds of thousands of gallons of the radioactive water ends up underground or ends up leaching back into the ocean or something like that. But they say the chance of a massive contamination or a massive plume of radioactive contamination is almost zero. So, from what we understand, on March 11th, oh, that's right, this happened in March, not May, March 11th, 2011, more than 50,000 people, remember, died when a 9.0 earthquake ruptured a 300-kilometer-long fault stretching from the southern end of Japan's Ibaraki Prefecture to the middle of the Iwate Prefecture. Sorry, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And the tremor, of course, generated a huge tsunami, smashed the coast. It, again, affected Fukushima, the site of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Three of the plant's six reactors suffered meltdowns, even though they tried desperately to bring surging temperatures down. Now, from what we understand, the nuclear fuel, again, it has been cooled, but I guess it's a continual process. Huge tanks around the site hold water contaminated with radiation, and they are still trying to find more space to store this water. The reactors, they say, are no more or no less stable than they were last year. They say they fundamentally continue to be reliant on a feed and bleed cooling mechanism, and anything can happen. Another earthquake could happen. Another tsunami could happen. Now, even though there's been aftershocks, I don't believe there has been anything more than a 7. But they do say that if there is a magnitude 7 earthquake, there's a 70% chance that could happen. And they say in the next 30 years, there's a 98% chance that could happen. So they say right now that this kind of Fukushima disaster and the cold reactors, it's a ticking time bomb. They need to, figure out how to, I guess, decrease the risk. I'm not sure what they do at this point. I mean, if you have contaminated, what do you do with it? I don't know. All right, but they say we don't need to panic now, but we can't say everything is good and done, even though it has been a year. And like I said, they've already kind of picked up traces. The traces are still far below what could actually hurt us. But, remember with the Chernobyl incident, it was the radioactive material that was picked up in livestock and milk and food that caused eventual leukemia in subsequent years, as opposed to the air type of contamination from the actual explosion. All right, let's talk about some good news if there is. It looks like they have come up with this new transplant machine. This is pretty cool. That actually keeps donor livers alive longer. Now, usually when we do transplants, we need to pretty quickly transfer the organ. And I guess what they used to do is pack it on ice. You could do it up to 12 hours to prevent decay. But unfortunately, sometimes it causes the fat to solidify and freeze. It causes damage to the blood vessels. So a lot of times you can't then use a liver because the damage of holding it and waiting for the transport to where it needs to go is too much for the new body to sustain. And remember, the body really needs everything as perfect as it can. Remember, we were talking about the gentleman who got a triple limb transplant and then a few days ago tried to get a quadruple limb transplant and he ends up dying. You don't want to be transplanting organs not fit for transplant. You don't want to. Okay? I mean, you want the best case scenario. So anyway, apparently there's a new machine that they say keeps the liver in a solution at body temperature, which is very helpful. Okay? So now you don't have to freeze it on ice. It also feeds it with blood, oxygen, and nutrients. They say the technique allows doctors to monitor how well the organ functions and means livers can now be stored up to 24 hours before being transplanted, doubling storage time. This machine is called Metra. It was originally used on pig livers, but a recent trial found that out of 13 human livers discarded by doctors, 6 would have been good enough to be transplanted. Now, remember, we are very low on transplant organs. So if you have to throw an organ away, I mean, that just puts us, again, weeks behind. You know, there's not many people on the there's not many people that would qualify for a transplant. You know, I mean, many of you want to donate organs. I think that's wonderful. But many of your organs may not qualify. And many recipients may not be able to receive your liver. So it's you know, again, a very, very tightly choreographed dance that we do. And, you know, hopefully we get it right. Okay. Now, what's going on here with toxic hips? Apparently there's been issues here with toxic metal hip implants. Remember they were talking about how many patients in the UK have been exposed to dangerously high levels of toxic metals from failing hip implants. Okay. Now, apparently the risks have been known for decades, but these hip implants, just like remember the PIP breast implants? That caused huge issues right now in Europe, but again, weren't used in America. These hip implants did not have to pass any clinical trials before they were put into patients. Now, the report reveals that cobalt and chromium ions are seeping into the tissue of patients that have these metal-on-metal hip implants. These are people that had total hip arthroplasty or complete hip replacement. Now, when you get cobalt and chromium seeping in, it could cause local reactions that destroy muscle and bone, could cause long-term disability. You really don't want this stuff getting into your bloodstream. It'll go to the lymph nodes, spleen, liver, kidneys, then finally leave the body as urine. It could damage chromosomes, leading to genetic changes, possibly even cause cancer. Now, again, they've been using these for years, and they've just, I guess, not known what the risk could be. Now, I know there's ceramic hips. There's, usually the hip replacements, they used to be a metal ball and plastic socket. And then metal on metal started to become more popular. And they thought that it would actually last longer. And then I guess now they're noticing that, okay, well, the metal, there could be, I mean, again, you got to, you know, I don't know why things are different over there. You know what? It's probably money. You know, I know that things take forever to get on the market out here in the States. I know that. And I know it frustrates companies. Well, which is also why we spend more. Remember, we spent a significant amount of time explaining why things are so much more expensive in America than it is elsewhere. Oh, that's because Dr. Dahlia, the government is regulating them and they need to. Well, not always. Keep in mind. All right. If in Europe, a company's allowed to make something, it doesn't have to go through all the rigmarole and regulation, it could start being used in patients. The company gets to start selling it. The company gets to start making profit. Well, in America, most companies lose many years of profit while it's going through these clinical trials and these FDA approvals. So if you have, let's say, a patent on a drug or on a hip implant, you could be halfway through that patent before you start making money or even break it even. All right, we're going to come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so it looks like somebody got busted for probably one of the nation's largest healthcare fraud scams. This is Dr. Jacques Roy of Texas, who originally is from Canada, is accused of bilking Medicare of nearly $375 million. By recruiting homeless people and fake patients to sign for care that wasn't provided. Okay, you see, it's bozos like this that make the medical profession look bad and is wasting money
that Medicare preciously doesn't have or claims they don't have. So those of you that are on Medicare that need to get things taken care of can't because of some idiot like this. $375 million. This is absolutely horrible. Oh, he's going to get the book thrown at him. All right. Apparently what he did is he sent out recruiters to round up patients and get them to sign a piece of paper saying that he had treated them. Now, this has been going on for over 5 years. And nobody noticed? Nobody even noticed it? I mean, you would think that if this doctor made that much money, he had been seeing millions of patients. And nobody noticed that something wasn't right? Apparently, he's 54 years old, was arrested at his Rockwall, Texas home. Authorities found bank statements from the Cayman Islands, a fake Texas driver's license, passport photos, with or without glasses, wearing different outfits in one room. He has a book titled Hide Your Assets and Disappear. So he knew. Apparently, he was taken before a federal judge in Dallas and ordered held. Roy faces a maximum sentence of 100 years in prison and at least $18.5 million in fines and forfeitures. Why don't they make him pay back everything? Why don't they make him work? Why don't they make him, well, probably somebody like that you don't want giving medical care. But, I mean, I would say, I never understand that, right? When people steal and extort, why not equal pay? They give the money back. They do jail time, but they work. Make this guy work. Make him, I can't even think right now of that, but it just, really, he only has to pay $18.5 million? $18.5 when he stole $375 million? Okay. So what happened was when the average person would sign off of about maybe 104 people for home health, using that doctor's office to oversee home health, he had over 5,000. So, of course, nobody noticed this. Okay, so from what I understand, what happened is he sent healthcare recruiters door-to-door asking residents to sign forms that contained the doctor's electronic signature and stated that his practice had seen them professionally in their own homes. Apparently, he would pay these people on the street that find homeless people and say, I will pay you $50 to sign this form. Go to a parking lot and sign the form. And I guess this happened back in 2006 and has gone on from there. So it's really, really frustrating because here are the rest of us docs that aren't getting paid on our claims and things are getting denied by Medicare. And the crooks are able to figure out how to get the money. And so many of us doctors that can't get paid by Medicare, like, we're sick of it. We're sick of not getting paid by Medicare, so we're not going to take Medicare anymore. So our poor patients, you guys are the ones that are stuck in the middle of all this. I know nobody wants to hear woe is me from doctors, we're not getting paid. And nobody wants to hear woe is me from the government. They want to hear, what the hell do I do? I can't find a doctor that takes Medicare, and when I do, there's a 3-month wait. This is some serious stuff. And a bozo like this just, again, adds more fuel to the fire. Extremely frustrating. No wonder people don't have faith in the medical community. I hate it when these, stories make doctors look like bad guys. But I have to admit, there are some real idiots out there. I don't blame you for being distrustful sometimes. I really don't. Now, I don't have the emails to pull up, but every now and then I do get an email, and I try to write them back because I know those are concerning. Every now and then you'll have somebody that writes, Dr. Dahlia, I think my doctor is billing my insurance twice. What do I do? Okay. Now, those are pretty important to look at and investigate, but also realize that there are many simple mistakes. Like sometimes a biller, let's say, will be on the phone and billing as they go. And so they input, okay, we saw this person for a sore throat, et cetera, click save. Okay. They get off the phone call and they look down and they're like, oh, I never finished billing this, input it again. So sometimes you will get clerical errors where something is billed twice. Another thing that sometimes happens is a person with the same name, John Smith. I don't know how many John Smiths there are in multiple offices. So John J. Smith might have been billed instead of John R. Smith. Now, again, what do you do as a patient? If you see that your doctor billed and it wasn't you, one, notify the doctor. Because, again, it could be a simple mistake. And just tell them, look, you guys billed me. I wasn't there. Could it have been another John Smith? It happens all the time. Then tell your insurance, look, This was a mistake. I notified the doctor. Again, I know some people may say, oh my gosh, I think the doctor is, a fraud, he's double billing, whatever. I mean, honestly, whatever you want to say, but personally, if it were me, I'd be like, look, I notified the doctor, I'm assuming it's some sort of a clerical billing error, I just want to let you know, I didn't see, can you take it off, my deductible or take it off, I don't want it to look like you paid out those benefits, I didn't see. And just notify that, okay? Usually the doctor will get in touch with you and tell you what happened. Again, they can't tell you too much because if it was another patient with a similar name, that could violate HIPAA. But remember, mistakes like that happen. But if you are looking at your EOB and you had just come in for a sore throat and you're seeing EKG, chest x-ray, things like that build, again, you're going to have to notify the doctor and go, what's going on here? And then notify the insurance and say, look, I'm sorry, this wasn't me. Now, again, that can happen. I have seen billers, and I've had to fire billers, for seeing them not pay attention and be in the wrong screen. This is the problem with computers. So they're in John Smith, and they're looking at Jane Doe. So they're putting in pap smear and all sorts of stuff that they're looking at Jane Doe, but it's in John Smith's account. So, again, things happen. Now, I always get emails saying, Dr. Dahlia, my doctor billed me for surgery. It says surgical tray, and he never used a surgical tray. Again, call the doctor because a lot of times your insurance company will take a pap smear tray. Like if a doctor performs a pap smear and they buy the speculum and the things they need for that pap smear tray, you put a code, the insurance will lump it into surgical tray. You put in a code that is called supplies or something, and the insurance company may switch it. So you're like, wait a second, you didn't do surgery on me, you did a pap smear. So sometimes, and again, you are allowed an explanation. You are allowed an explanation. You go, well, remember we used a pap smear? That's the code for that. Oh, I get it. Because, again, you want to know. You want to trust your doctor. You want to know what's going on. But also, these insurance companies are so cryptic with their EOBs that you're trying to figure out what the heck they're saying, and you don't know. Okay? Personally, all the doctors, I like to err on the side. I think doctors are when I look at a doctor, I think they're doing things right. I have never met a doctor that did a scam like this. So when you hear these with the millions of doctors out there, it shocks you. But I can understand why you get a little nervous seeing something, on your EOB that may not jive. Not a big deal. Contact them and say, look, can the biller give me an explanation? And many times they will and say, this is what the surgical tray is, or we used when we did the urinalysis, that's what, et cetera. Okay? And again, like I said, you have every right in the world, to ask, and you should. Okay? We got a lot more to talk about. We're going to be talking about probably tomorrow. A lot of questions about going on with these omega-3s. And it looks like there's been more proof that omega-3 helps the brain, but less proof that it helps cancer. So we'll talk about more about this again, guys. Honestly, like we talked about over the last 3 hours, the more natural, the better. If you don't have to be popping the pills and you can take natural forms of omega-3 like fish, I would do it, but still, omega-3 does have merit, so we'll talk about that more tomorrow. You all be safe and have a great rest of the day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.